Module 12. Communications. New Year greetings from Scotland. Dear Larry, it was so good to hear your voice on New Year's Day when Kathy called you on the telephone. What a lovely surprise I got when she handed me the telephone and I heard that it was your voice. It was good to say Happy New Year to you. Could you hear in my voice that I was tired? I must tell you that I had been up most of the night before. The people next door had an open house on New Year's Eve. That means that they welcomed everyone to their home to share New Year with them. Most of the families in our street were there. You can imagine the laughter and the fun. Each family brought a plate of food to share. We were all awake at the stroke of midnight. A teenage boy played the Scottish bagpipes in the street. It is wonderful that the young people still keep our old Scottish traditions. He did very well. I am so glad that we managed to link you up with Kathy while she was in China. I'm sure that she also told you all about how things are going here. No doubt she mentioned the Global Cafe to you and told you how busy it is this year. It is still a wonderful place for people from other countries to make friends with local people here in Scotland. Good friendships such as ours are still made there. Once again, I want to wish you and your family a very happy and healthy New Year, full of blessings and good things. I am not sure if you operate in the Western year or the Chinese year, which does not begin for some weeks yet. Perhaps you are now a man of both worlds. I must go, as Joan is calling for me to help her in the garden. Most sincerely, Ken.
The Lantern Festival. Hi, Ken. I trust everything is well with you. Thank you so much for sending through those beautiful photos of Joan and you, as well as the other pictures and greeting cards. I apologize for not replying sooner. The Chinese New Year fell on 31st January this year. We had a 12-day holiday, but I took an extra 5 days off so that I could spend more time with my parents. The last day of my holiday was the Lantern Festival. On that day, people watch fireworks and eat yuanxiao, a traditional food for this festival. Attached, please find a picture of yuanxiao, which may give you a better idea of what it is. When I was a little boy, I loved the Lantern Festival. We went onto the streets to watch lion dances and parades in the daytime. Some of the performances were really amazing. People dressed up as animals, monsters, and other creatures, and they told stories through their acting. At night, many beautiful lanterns were hung along the streets. We looked at the lanterns and solved the riddles on them. Sadly, people don't keep this tradition very much anymore. In my hometown, the festival is quieter now than before. There are very few performances. Do you still remember the girl who brought you the rabbit from me? She came back to China from Scotland last August. Before the Chinese New Year, she invited me and my wife to dinner. We spoke a lot about life in Scotland. We even talked about the possibility of going to Scotland for a holiday next year. I would love to see you and Joan then. It is getting warmer by the day, now that Chinese New Year has passed. However, we are still wearing winter clothes. I hope that you two are not finding the Scottish winter unpleasant. I'll write to you again soon. Best regards, Larry.
My last remaining aunt passed away in January. Dear Larry, it is some time since we have been in touch, and I do apologise that I do not write regularly. However, we very often talk about you and remember the times we were together and the things we did. Every morning, I am greeted from my bedside table by the very fine rabbit you sent me for the Chinese New Year some years ago. I still hold it dear to me. Thank you so much for sending him to us. He is looking well, despite the years in our home. He has not yet eaten his carrot. I am sure he says good morning to us both in Chinese every day when we get up, and he keeps us thinking of you. Joan is making good progress after her time in hospital. The doctor says that she needs more rest, but you know how busy Joan is. She is already up and about and travels with me when I am off working. She went with me to Dumfries last weekend. Remember, that is where we took you to a small gathering last summer. The people there still remember your visit. My last remaining aunt passed away in January. She was 102 years old and the last of my parents' generation. I was wondering what picture I might send with this email, and then I thought of what I had written about her. Attached to this email is a tribute to her that was read at her funeral in Edinburgh. There is also a photograph. In the photograph, taken on her 100th birthday, she is holding her birthday card from the Queen. Did you know that the Queen sends everyone who reaches 100 years old a card? Do you have Skype on your computer? If so, we could perhaps talk that way sometime, but we would have to plan the time of our conversation. Otherwise, one could be waking the other in the middle of the night just to say hello. I hope to be in contact with you again soon, but until then, take care and may all go well with you. With warmest wishes from us both, Ken and Joan.